Hi, my very dear friend. This is Andrei Voronin with you, and today we are going to talk about perfectionism and perfectionists. There are two types, generally, of perfectionists. First type of people are pick up their perfectionism from outside. What do I mean by that is when you, for example, Sarah, have a nice voice and your mom used to say, "Oh, Sarah, your voice is so sweet." And then your husband told you like, "Wow, Sarah, your voice is wonderful. You might be make a career or of radio speaker or a singer." And you put other people talking of you as your exception to yourself, like everybody say I'm good at this, so I must be good at this. So whenever you start do something with your talent which is not coming along with the practice, but just it came to you by the people feedback, it can damage your confidence. In that mean that you never start to realize your potential talent. Why? Because they told me I'm great. How can I be not great? How can I be even good? I can't. I must be perfect. So, and there are plenty of the people destinies were destroyed by that type of perfectionism. Like, we simply afraid to make a step on something because we expect from ourselves to be perfect, and this is type of perfectionism which is wrong, which is not bringing you to your goals but pushing you backward, and you will till 90 years old will be telling to yourself, "Oh, I'm good at that, like the people always told me that I might be a singer, or I might be a movie director, or I might be a scene player, or however and whatever you talented in." And please don't go that way. Don't listen people talking their sweet talks to you. Do the things. And as I promised, there are second type of perfectionism. Second type of perfectionism comes by practicing. Comes by love and by passion to what you're doing, to your work, to your profession. And this type of let me describe it. Everybody seen the people who are must do some work, let's say, like they taking a photo of you, just a pick up example from real today life. There was a guy who was recording a video for promo for the TV show, and always when the person who will become the TV person in this commercial tried his voice, tried his pose, tried his manner, and that guy, cameraman, always say, it's okay, no, let's go, you're perfect, you're good, you're perfect, let's go. I mean, it feel that he annoyed by times he's spending on recordings, he annoyed by that person who want to appear perfectly on the screen, and definitely that cameraman not going to be perfect cameraman, not going to be good cameraman even, because he not expecting from himself to perform his best. I mean, maybe he's a good writer, maybe he's a good cook, but he's not good cameraman. And you will notice this type of perfectionism around you while you driving, while you going to restaurant, while you writing something. Always will be around you the person who would say, "Oh, let's do it again. It's not great enough. Let's do it again." And then you rewrite, took photo of it, speak, and it become greater than it was the first time. Even when you choose one of the first tries, the others you did to feel yourself, to understand your power, and compare with all of them, you choose the best one. And I strongly believe in this type of perfectionism and in this type of perfectionist people who trying many times on the things they love because they not agree to make them just good or to make them okay. They want them be great. And by the way, I re-record this podcast like 7 or 8 times and I still not satisfied, but I don't have time anymore, so I must post it. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please follow me, give me your feedback. I'm just begin my way in the podcasting, so I will be appreciate any feedback of you, any comment, or just follow my recordings, follow my podcast, and I will be happy, so happy to see you next time with me. So have a good day or a good evening or good night, depends of time zone you're living in. It was Andrei Voronin. Bye.